Quentin Tarantino is not apologizing. Yesterday, in an interview with the LA Times, the movie director did try to explain why he used the word murders to describe shootings by police. That was at a rally in New York, and police unions reacted furiously. As NPR's Martin Kosty reports, this skirmish is the latest sign of how police reform is being politicized and polarized.
In case you missed it, here's what Tarantino said at that rally against police brutality.
I'm here because I am a human being with a conscience. And when I see murder, I cannot stand by. And I have to call the murdered the murdered, and I have to call the murderers the murderers.
In today's LA Times, Tarantino said he never meant that all cops were murderers, just the officers involved in certain high-profile deaths. But that explanation hasn't mollified the police unions.
Tarantino is a Hollywood figure, and he has a following.
Sergeant Jaretta Sandoz is vice president of the Los Angeles Police Protective League. It's one of the groups that have been calling for a boycott of Tarantino and his movies. And in L.A., this kind of boycott could turn into a real headache, given the importance of off-duty cops for the business of movie making.
Motor officers, as well as patrol officers that protect the film, protect the outskirts, direct traffic, provide security. Why would any police officer want to work with anyone who does not like police officers?
Carl Dix is one of the people who organized the New York rally where Tarantino spoke. And he compares this boycott threat, and these are his words now, to a mafia-style protection racket.
Only the payoff that they want isn't in cash, but in towing a political line. That if Tarantino and people like him want to be able to operate, do their art, they cannot criticize police brutality.
There's shades of Hanoi Jane in all this, a Hollywood star who becomes a symbol in a culture war. In this case, instead of Vietnam, the question is whether American police are getting enough support, especially since Ferguson. That theme is starting to crop up in politics. Here's Governor and Republican presidential candidate Chris Christie in the debate on CNBC last week.
The number one job of the President of the United States is to protect the safety and the security of the American people. This president has failed, and when I'm in the Oval Office, police officers will know that they will have the support of the President of the United States. That's real moral authority that we need in the Oval Office.
Thank you, Governor.
It's not clear yet whether Christie is getting any traction with this support the cops message. But political science professor Jeannie Zeno says she expects Christie won't be the last one to use it.
It seems to have found support amongst Republican primary caucus goers, and I think that we're going to probably hear more rather than less of that.
And she sees a parallel between the police boycott of Tarantino and some of the recent tactics on the other side of this debate. For instance, when Black Lives Matter activists interrupted Hillary Clinton during a speech, activists have criticized her in the past for not embracing their point of view closely enough. Zeno says there's an uncompromising tone here, which threatens to undermine the possibility of constructive political debate.
Both of these groups don't seem to be allowing for that type of cooperation. And, you know, if you get into a stance where it's a winner-take-all kind of thing, you could run into a problem of not getting any reform at all.
And she says this kind of polarization could jeopardize America's recent moves toward bipartisan cooperation, rare bipartisan cooperation, on criminal justice reform. Martin Kosty, NPR News.